There we go.
Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
And guess what? We going to give you our intro.
Hello,
you are now tuned into the Covenant Cafe with your hosts, Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. Are you stressed? Don't be stressed. You should always be blessed. You got a testimony to speak. You need a little advice, or you just need to hear some inspirational music. Well, you have found the place, the Covenant Cafe, with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. It's time to get blessed.
Colors,
yes.
Creeds, all religious backgrounds, everybody. What a beautiful evening here in Virginia. Quite sure it's a beautiful evening there in Florida or wherever, wherever people are at. I hope it's beautiful because, you know, God is good.
Yes,
he is. This is the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
And we're back. We are back. And before we get into our show, we definitely have to open up with a word. So, Poetic, what's our word for today?
All right. Today's word, it goes with the day and the week and the month I've been dealing with and people have been dealing with. Today has been, like, really, really busy, really kind of hectic, kind of like hot. Flaming kind of hot. So lately, I hope y'all been noticing that I've been talking a lot about making it, going through the fire. That's the whole thing. So I want to open up, give you something that at first when I read it, I was like, okay, Lord, what you trying to tell me? This comes from Numbers 31, 21, 22, and 23. Now check this out. It says, then Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who had gone to battle, this is the ordinance of the law which the Lord commanded Moses. Only the gold, the silver, the bronze, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that can endure fire, you shall put through the fire, and it shall be clean, and it shall be purified with the water of purification. But all that cannot endure fire, you shall put through water. So when I read it, I was like, all right, you know, Lord, why am I paying attention to this? This is just some, like, simple procedure. This is, like, simple precaution. This is something simple that has to be done. Why is it so important to my life right now? The Lord said, really look at it. Thinking about Eleazar being the priest, he is a form of the mouthpiece for God. He, you know, he gives the word. He is doing what God has ordained for him to do on earth. And Eleazar has to put the gold, the silver, the bronze, the iron, and the tin, and the lead, all through the fire. Now, the thing about it is, let's think about this. What is the point of doing this? The point of doing this is to clean the gold, the silver, the bronze, the iron, the lead. To clean it, to make it shine, to refine it, to make it better, stronger, da-da-da-da, right? Mm-hmm. Now, God really opened my eyes. He said, have you ever considered that I, God, the great I am, God Almighty, has chosen y'all because y'all are gold, silver, bronze, lead? And I'm going to put y'all through fire to refine you. Going even deeper, the word says that all that can endure will go through fire. But if it can't take it, it'll go through water. So look at it. Look at us being chosen. We're going through all of this because we can endure it. God showed me something even deeper. Now, I'm the type of person, y'all, I like to wear gold straight up. But I don't wear dirty gold. So God said, I want y'all holy so I can wear y'all around my neck, in my teeth, in my ears, whatever. You know what I mean? He gave me a good analogy as far as I'm putting y'all through fire to make y'all holy, to make y'all clean. I want y'all to shine so I can wear y'all because I want y'all close to me. I want to be so close that you can feel me. So in short, this word basically said it showed me to be thankful for the times of going through the fire because it's to refine us. And that's because, and we're going through it because we can endure it. God showed me just so much, how much he loves us. He loves us so much that he would chastise us, that he will whoop us, because he doesn't want any dumb kids. And he wants his kids to be strong, to endure, to fight the good fight, to shine brighter than anything else out here. If we were plastic, he would just put us through the water. But since we are gold, silver, bronze, and lead, we go through the fire to get refined and come out brighter than ever, stronger than ever. I can even throw wise in if you want. And, you know, this is how powerful God is. What God's doing is so much greater than ours. So God took that little scripture and blew my mind. Because I was just thinking, you know what, this is simple protocol. But God said it is simple protocol. I'm putting you through fire because it's protocol to make you shine, to make you better. Go out there and be a testimony for somebody so they can shine as bright. God is awesome.
Wow. That's pretty deep.
Hey, the Lord will do that to you. He's awesome.
And you know, there's something about we go through a phase that there's a lot of things happening to us. We go through the why me phase.
Mm-hmm.
And we all do it. I can't say I never done it, you know. And I kind of, when we do that, you kind of look at it as if God is sitting up there with his arms folded, looking down. Like, okay, dude, do you realize I wouldn't give you anything more than you can handle? So are you going to trust me on this or not? You know what I mean? I got you. Don't worry about it. But it's you have to be very strong and let him handle it. Because if you're not, you got in that moment, you're going to constantly say, which I could have done different.
Right.
What happened, I could have had this much money in my pocket. If I didn't do this, if I didn't make this mistake, then I wouldn't have this. You know, these things happen. So when you look back, you say, okay, look, I have to move forward. I can't keep looking back at what I'm there. That was a bad decision. Now, what can I do to change the next move? To make, you know what I mean? You can't dwell in the past. If it happened and it happened and you have and it's not easy. I'm not saying, hey, do something and then just give it to God, then you're going to be all right. No.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There are things that happen in your life, and when those things happen, it's up to you to give it to God. Okay, and let it rest there and let him handle it, because he will not give you anything that you cannot handle. So when you're sitting there like, why did this happen to me, man? Why? So he's looking like, okay, look, I got you. I gave you this situation so I can see what you're going to do. I want to see what kind of decision you're going to make.
Right.
Okay, so you need to get it together. Okay, now you made that mistake. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying if there's a situation, you go ahead and make that mistake and say, hey, you know, I want to make this mistake and then tomorrow I'm going to pray for forgiveness. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the thing that's not in your control that may happen at the spur of the moment. Those are the things. I'm not saying for you to consciously go over and steal something like, oh, man, that was a bad decision. I'm full now, but tonight I'm going to tell God I'm sorry. No, I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm saying that those things that happen, like if you're driving a car and you get into a car accident, or you lose a loved one, or you lose your job, or somebody, you know, you might lose your house. Things that just happen to you, you know, that happens, and those are those things that you say, okay, look, this is very frustrating. You know, God, can you help me? I'm not saying for those things, it's you go punch somebody in the eye oh, God, please forgive me for punching him. I always wanted to punch him, but look, God, I know you got me, though. You know, so God is a very incredible. We have to understand the power, and we have to understand what he's capable of. He's more capable of the things that you can physically do. You follow people?
Mm-hmm.
People, a lot of people don't understand that. Man, I can't, man. Look, man, I just lost my job, man. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Yes, you do know what you're gonna do. Get on your knees and pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
Something may come up. You might get a job. It may not equal the same salary.
Mm-hmm.
You might put you on another job. Yeah, you may have been making $18 an hour. You lost that job. Now you're making, $10 an hour. But guess what? You're working.
Mm.
Okay, you're working. That's not what you were. Your vision was. Your vision was, I want another $18 job. Get paid $18 an hour again. That's a job I want to get back into. But when you get down on your knees and pray, God, I lost my job. I'm praying. I need another job to pay these bills. And guess what? He's going to give you another job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's, hey, you got to understand the power of God, because it is very, 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 very powerful. Very powerful.
Yes.
And you know what? Actually, this is something that I was just thinking about while we were talking about the power of God. I was actually reading, if I can get this information, this is not information I was reading today, but a couple of weeks ago, that they're going to be, they're issuing another Bible in scripted form. So know how you read a play?
Uh-huh.
They're releasing the Bible in that format so you can understand the word a lot better. There is controversy because when you're doing that, you're kind of changing things.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of walked the thin line. I'm looking at, as long as the story is being told the correct way, I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it. Because you have children Bibles.
Uh-huh.
You know, so they tell the Bible in the simplest form so a child can understand. If it's going to take the word of, okay, look, we're going to put this in this format so more people can understand the stories in the Bible. Because there are a lot of stories that's in the Bible that people have not touched.
Mm-hmm.
There are stories that people have not even realize what is going on. They might have heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can hear about something, but if you don't know what's going on, you know, so I kind of like, okay, as long as you don't change up anything and put anything in there different, I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're trying to tamper with it, and so it can lean one way or the other, I'm not good with that.
I see where you're coming from, and I understand what a controversy is, because it's basically in the word it says, do not take from or add to this word, or that man is cursed. It's a curse to do that. And it just, I guess the thing is, like, okay, if you're making it like a script, it's like, because not every story in the Bible is scripted. Like, there's so much stuff that goes on to where it's just, some stuff is just information. And some of it is just a story where it has no talking. It's more so telling you, painting a picture. So it's like, how do you make a Bible into a script format? You know, everybody's paying attention to the dialogue part. When you say script, I immediately think dialogue, such, like name, and then line, name, line, and then you got a setting, da-da-da, this is where it happened at, blah, 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 blah. It's just like, I guess if you looking at it like that, it's like, it's like we're doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing too much.
Much for something that's already there for you to understand.
Right. Because it's like the whole thing is, it's like we can't simplify the Bible any more than it is. And when I say that in the sense of saying it like this, we have designated teachers. We have prophets, evangelists, not to mention pastors, bishops, reverends, deacons, all these ministers of the Lord who are ordained to teach it. And if to make a giant shift like that in the word of God, it gives the people power to teach themselves. And the Bible says, lean not on your own understanding. So we lean on our own understanding. I'm not going to church anymore. So a simple scripture that might say I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, I would take that and run with it and say, oh, I can do all this stuff, and the stuff that I'm trying to do is not according to God's will. So that's where the problem is when we become self-teachers. If we become self-teachers of the word, we have our own wisdom, and then everybody has their own doctrine. Then we're teaching our kids some false doctrine. And shoot, the devil chilling because he ain't got to work as hard because we did it ourselves. And then we turn around and blame God for something we did.
Wow.
So I understand, like, this is what the major controversy can be, because it starts off as something so small, because on the arguing end, I need a translation I can understand. Well, shoot, it's 16, 17 translations. I'm not sure accurately on it, but it's in double digits on how many different translations. And I'm quite sure that there's a translation that we can read and understand without having to make it convenient and entertaining, because the script makes it sound entertaining. And true enough, the Bible has some stories that are very deep and entertaining. Like, I can tell you some good stories in the Bible. But I'm not talking about making this something like, you know, it is, the word is so thick with wisdom and understanding and knowledge, and it's so juicy. And for me to water it down to make it convenient for everybody? Like, no, you got to seek teaching. You got to seek some kind of guidance. That's how they did it back in the day. So what, we that modern? So I understand the controversy, and I'm not for it, and but I don't have complete understanding on what they're going to do. So I can't speak against it, because I'm the type, like, I need to have understanding and knowledge on the situation before I can speak out against something. But as far as my biblical knowledge goes and what I kind of gathered from what you were saying, I definitely understand where the controversy lies at.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's interesting, though.
It definitely is. Furthermore, since we are on the topic of news, let's go into what are the current events that you want to address so far?
None of them. Just being real. I said none of them. Because it has not been a pretty day. It's not been a pretty week. Now, I ran across some interesting stuff, and there's some, you know, I'm the type of person, you know, being real with we all can be real with one another. I laugh not to cry. I let my laughter cover my tears, and that's straight up. So this story kind of grabbed my attention only because it's not what's up. Now, this story is it's headlined, Gang Shoots Kill International Peacekeeper in Sudan's Darfur Region. Now, when I instantly saw the title, I'm like, what? So you telling me the man without the gun got killed?
Wow.
Are you serious? Like, I really, like, you know, when I looked over it. I ain't gonna lie, I chuckled because I'm like, this is not a real story. And then I really looked at it, and this is what started. So I'll go into it. One international peacekeeper was shot dead and another was wounded early today after a gang attacked their police post inside a refugees camp in Sudan's embattled Darfur region, the African Union, United Nations mission said. The incident came amid continued fighting, much of permitting armed military groups against Sudanese government forced in the region, which is near Sudan's border and the new nation of South Sudan. Now, this is the thing that's really crucial, man. It's teaching me also to count my blessings. Not count my blessings like, you know, keep track of how much I'm blessing, but being thankful, because things have been going down in the African Union, this whole African region, all this month, all last month, and all the month before that. Ever since, man, way before I saw the movie Blood Diamonds, it's been real. And to look how real it's getting, to where somebody who wants to organize peace is getting shot out in the head. That's execution style. This is not what I'm feeling, you know, as far as, like, I'm looking at it from two perspectives. Of one, like, dang, like, you can't even bring peace. And then two, we got to be more thankful to where, because I can, if somebody's fighting outside right now, I can go break it up. If I might get hit, possibly, I don't know, but I'm not going to be the target in this violence, in the violence. It's between them two, and I'm the mediator. I'm trying to break this up and solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. But there? Oh, you're in the way? You're an enemy, too. No, you don't want us to fight? You're an enemy. Bow. This is tough. And they're dealing with gang violence all throughout the region. All throughout the region.
That sounds pretty.
For religion. Yeah, religion, territory. Man, the article states that 3 million people have been displaced from their homes since the Darfur conflict broke out in 2003. It's 2012. 9 years. 3 million people have lost their homes due to this warfare.
Wow. Man, it is some interesting times right now. If we keep speaking on it. It is very, very interesting. There's a lot of stuff that's going down that people need to wake up and get prepared.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say. Wake up and get prepared because the way we're going, man, it's all these events that's going down, you know, people just shooting up. I mean, spots that you wouldn't even imagine.
Right.
Gun violence in the movie theater, just watching a movie. Temples, just watching, you know what I mean? We do have a caller on the line. Let me go to the caller here. Caller, you're on the air. The Covenant Cafe, your host with Mike Ferguson. Caller. Speaking to caller, the telephone number is 904-236-7708.
I think we got another accidental one button pusher. Press one pusher.
Okay. I'm going to say this one again. 904-236-7708. You're on live with the Covenant Cafe with your host, Lamont Ferguson and
Poetic Glaze.
Okay. Okay, maybe they'll call back. But like you know, like we were saying, there's. I'm not saying there should be violence anywhere. Period. But of course, it's not a perfect world. But my thing is, where it's happening, it's the crazy part. You just go into a movie. And that thing, when I first heard about that movie being shot up, I thought it was a drive-by. They were on the outside. You know, you're standing in line, and somebody, you know, had an issue with something. But once I started hearing the whole story, and you saw the media, you know, you saw the whole picture, people are in the movie theater, minding their in the movie theater. What can you go wrong with saying, hey, Mom, or hey, Dad, or wifey, hey, I'm going to the movies. I'll be back. You see that? I'll be back. And you're going into a territory that there shouldn't be anybody. Because if you were, you know, the person would be like, okay, well, you be careful. You have to say that regardless now.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, being careful. And this, I don't know. It's to me, it's so crazy because you being careful is what they were doing. They went to the movie, and they were watching the movie, and this gentleman figures that, okay, he wants to plan this for months at a time to do this, and it's crazy. But it's ridiculous. Now, also, ladies and gentlemen, I did not tell you guys this. It's kind of on a lighter note. We also going this now that the football season is upon us. Every Sunday, we're going to go over the scores of who we're playing, who played that day, or the previous day. We're going to talk about your favorite teams. My favorite team is the Detroit Lions. What's your favorite team? Hey,
no.
You know what? I'm going to say it again. My favorite team is the Detroit Lions. Thank you. appreciate that. Thank you. What's your favorite team?
See, now, all right. Now, I'm in the middle of a conflict right now. Now, I've been a Jaguar for so long. Wait a minute. But now, I'm a full-fledged Baltimore Raven in support of my brother, Najee Carr, you know, who plays linebacker rookie year. So I'm
okay.
Totally support him. I'm Baltimore Raven down.
All right. Definitely.
But did they just boo me at first? Hold on.
They booed you because they said.
But they're going to have to see me.
I think it's something about
Jaguars. Hey.
But I think
let me tell you about the Jaguars.
I think you came up to this region here. Okay, and I think that's what happened. I think that was the difference.
This is all I'm saying is Detroit is the Mideast.
The Midwest.
I'm sorry, Midwest. Sorry, he's on the Midwest, and I said a team that's on the East Coast. And there's something wrong. I'm just saying this is biased, bro.
I think something's wrong. My fingers are biased. I don't know. But what we're going to do is go ahead and get into a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss some more news. And, of course, we're going to do our weird news. And then we're going to get into some sports and songs. And we got some interviews coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an explosive... An explosive show for you today. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
This is the Covenant Cafe. We gotta pay some bills.
Do you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Attention all shoonistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
And we were talking about some serious issues, and I did go off on a tangent about football. But, however, back to our current event, and I will stay on track. I will stay on track.
Someone should have got shot in that crowd. That booed me. That's what I'm thinking about. But seriously, you know, just flowing with everything. Like I said, today you asked me what kind of news I got. I said, I don't feel like talking about it.
Okay.
So this news here, It titles Rescue Operations End After Iran Quakes Kill 250. Now, for all those who don't know what happened today, there was a massive earthquake in Iran that was a 6.4 scale, 6.4 magnitude. 1,800 people were injured in this quake. Sheesh, like 250 people died. This is like crazy, and it's like it's adding, you know, because you know we're gonna tell you how this is biblical. How it's biblical, how, you know, the Lord was spoke on how in the last days, and you know, or the signs of the end of times, you know, be random earthquakes in random places. There will be violence, increasing violence, mother against daughter, father against son. You know, so from the shootings that we're dealing with today to the earthquakes, to it's just, once again, like I said, it leaves me at a point of one, counting my blessings, because I thank God an earthquake and strike here, seriously. And look at the damage. 110 villages were damaged from this earthquake. It's like it shook up the region.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And it just, you know, once again, just these are updates. You know, we don't really want to be sad or anything, but I really feel that it's important that we are up to date what's going on around us, because prophecies are being fulfilled in the Bible according to the last times, and with this another event. And also, you know, we want to keep them in prayer. We want to keep these families in prayer who are dealing with the shootings, the families in prayer that are dealing with the deaths from the earthquake, without electricity right now, without a home, without a place to go to, no kind of help. The most they're getting is media attention. That's only because everybody want to be in that business, but no kind of funding. This is serious stuff, you know. So I just, another one.
Wow.
Another one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into some more interesting, weird but true news here. Now, check this out. This guy named Joseph DeAngelo, he's a swimmer, who was mistaken for a drowning victim. He appears to rise. Yes, he appears to rise from the dead. Now, what happened is, I put it like this, what's more alarming, seeing a dead body in a river, right? Mm-hmm. Or seeing a dead body get up and start moving towards you. How about that? Now, Sue Hubbard of Williamsport, Pennsylvania, was sure that the man she saw floating in the river on Thursday was a drowning victim. WNEP reports she was so sure, in fact, that the police, firefighters, and even a coroner were also called to the scene. The emergency team was trying to figure out the best way to remove the body from the water when the man who was wearing a life jacket that up. Needless to say, the onlookers were a bit startled. I will pee my pants, and I would have had to go reach for some Depends or something, because that would have frightened me. Now, let me tell you what was quite a shocker. He was bobbling up and down in the water, and he looked like he was really dead until he ended up sitting up. I'm glad this guy wasn't dead, but however, that is a frightening scene to think that you see in a dead body and that body rises up. Now, this other piece of information I'm going to pass on to you guys. It's weird but true, but also it's a scientifical piece. And this piece is about a 3D fetus statues they're trying to sell. Yes, 3D statue. It's a print out a copy, a 3D copy of your unborn child. No, you have your sonogram, right? Now, what they're trying to propose is to put it in this little casing that you can see through the image, and you see the image of your baby boy or baby girl or twins, and this little casing, and it's pretty interesting. is that three-dimensional ultrasound photos are becoming increasingly common, but a Japanese engineering company is using the technology to create statues from sonograms that some might consider embryo art. Now, I'm going
to
tell you something. Before I go on, I'm going to stop right there. Now, when you see a sonogram, everybody look the same. Everybody look the same. Ain't nobody look different. So, what I need a statue of my unborn child sitting on my desk. We're not going to show you a picture if I want to show you the picture of the sonogram. And they're saying these things are going to be running around $1,300 if you want to.
Oh, hell no. Excuse me. I'm sorry. You heard that outburst?
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you something. Like I said, I don't want an unborn child sitting on my desk. You know how sick that look? Do you know how sick? You know what?
That's that same dude that booed me.
Yeah. Me or neither myself or Poetic will have this on our desk.
This is what's so real about that. This is what's so real. Because I didn't know what to say. I was like, okay, I'm going to let Lamont go first because he has kids. He knows the excitement. But I'm real. We heard my outburst. I don't see. No. Because somebody showed me their little picture. I took a look at it, and I didn't know where the baby's head or foot began. I didn't. So you telling me there's a statue that does not have a head or a foot to begin? just all retarded. It's all ghetto talking.
It's the actual embryo. You see it curled up and everything. You see the whole thing curled up. And that's a $1,300 paperweight. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
No, we're not doing that. So guess
$1,300
what?
$1,300 paperweight.
Yeah, pretty much. And
I got a bill.
Oh my goodness! And for that note, you know what? We're gonna just go ahead and onto the NFL news. Okay. So our NFL news for today. For the Washington fans, you guys got to win.
From who?
They beat Buffalo in their preseason game.
Oh,
76.
That adds up. Okay,
Baltimore, they beat Atlanta.
No question.
31-17.
No question.
New England over New Orleans, 7-6. Philly over Pittsburgh, 24-23. San Diego over Green Bay, 21-13. Denver over Chicago. They don't have Tim Tebow anymore. Now it's 31-3. I wonder that was an effect of that. And then let me tell you something. What's funny about that? Now Tebow's not out there. They won that game 31-3. But he went. You know, he's playing for the Jets now. They played Cincinnati, and Cincinnati beat the Jets 17-6.
Cleveland. It's the preseason.
Yes. Cleveland over Detroit, 19-17. Jacksonville over the Giants.
Wait a minute. Cleveland over Detroit?
It's preseason.
We're proud of that.
Jacksonville
it is preseason.
Over New York Giants, 32-31. Tampa Bay over Miami, 27. Kansas City over Arizona, 27-17. San Francisco over Minnesota, 17-6. Houston over Carolina, 26-13. Seattle beats Tennessee, 27-17. And Indiana beats St. Louis, 38-3. And we have a game underway right now that's Dallas and Oklahoma. And Oakland. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages, shapes, and sizes, I am biased. I do love the Detroit Lions. But yes, it is only preseason. It is only preseason. So if your team won, definitely give your team a round of applause. Yes. But that's your sports for today. So guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We're definitely going to get into a song. And it's something that we actually really, 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 really need.
Mm.
It is something that we really, truly need. And this is Smokey Norful, I Need You Now. Here on the Covenant Cafe, your host Lamont Ferguson and
Poetic Lace.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms out, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you.
I need you now, Lord.
gentlemen, that was Smokey Norfolk. I need you now.
I needed that. I needed that right then. I really did. Because I think I felt discouraged about something. I don't know what it was, but I just know I needed something. And I got it.
Oh, you know what? I definitely have to give a shout-out to the cats that I worked with this weekend. We put together, well, there's a one-act play festival here in the Virginia area, Smithfield. There's one act, it's called the One-Act Play Festival. And it's a festival of one-acts and monologues and all sorts of stuff. I wrote a piece in there as well as I was in that one, which is The Journey of Man. And the other piece I did not write, which is a piece from Janet S. Tiger. She's out in California. We performed her piece, Blind Woman's Bluff. And my two colleagues actually won awards, a second place, a supporting actress and actor. And Cass, which is, her name is Cassandra Bond. Cass Free, she's actually a poet, and I'm actually going to have her on our show. She won a Thespian Award for the weekend. Jarrell Simon won second place, supporting actors. So we definitely got to give my company, which is Sunrise Production, Marla Hargrave is the Thespian King. We merged together and we formed Sunrise Productions, the Thespian King. He's an awesome director. And that was the first time in Smithfield, directing the play in Smithfield. And we've done an excellent job. So definitely got to give them the... Definitely got to give them awards. I mean, that was a great weekend. Not just our shows, but there's a lot of talented people out there. And they showed and proved, and we were able to take home some awards. So I was very very honored to do so. So just definitely wanted to give them a shout-out before I forget, because I'm never going to forget this weekend. It was awesome. It was. I'm sorry.
Congratulations.
Man, you know.
You had to do it. You had to.
Man, but you know what? But I put on my Facebook not too long ago, I love to work with a team that loves their craft. They're serious about their craft. It's nothing like it, man. Nothing. Because my thing is, when you're working with someone that loves what they do, that loves their craft, whether they give their all, whether they can pay for it, they give their all when they get paid for it, so they give you the same performance across the board. And, you know, doing a festival, you're not getting paid for it. You just, it's a bunch of fun, and you don't know if you're going to get an award for it, you know, so... You spend that time, your hard work, you memorize the lines and stuff. But these individuals that I work with this weekend, we work together all the time. And it's just, there's not just them, it's a bunch of us. We work together, and everyone takes the acting craft serious. They don't make any excuses or nothing like that. We are part of a sketch comedy group in the area. So we've been actually focusing on that. So the show that we put up this weekend, we haven't touched in 4 months. So we went back over the last couple of days, and they put in the work to put on the performance. They didn't make any excuses like, oh, man, we can't do this, man, now. I mean, it's, man, that was 4 months ago when we did that show. We can't. It was just like, okay, let's do it. You know, just like yourself. You know, we haven't even met face-to-face just yet, but we worked so well together, and we both had a busy weekend, and we did not make any excuses like, oh, man, I'm just not feeling good, you know. I'm just getting in town, so I'm about to call, you know, Lamont up and let him know that, hey, bro, next week, man. You know, you're like, hey, let's get this. And it's not just... And working in entertainment field, ladies and gentlemen, it should be working with any career choice that you choose. So when you work with someone they're serious about what they do, it makes things a lot easier, even
yes.
if the task is not easy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because after you, mm-hmm. if you don't touch a show in 4 months, and then you go and try, okay, we're going to put it in a competition when everybody else is already ready to go, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
You know, so Jermell Simon, Cassandra Bond, Marlon Hargrave, man, great bunch of people, man. It's just a joy. It's a pleasure to work with these guys. When I tell you, and I'm not just saying because I'm working with them, but it is a true blessing, you know, just to work with those guys because they're talented. They always bring the A game no matter what situation it is, and it's definitely appreciated. Man, I was going to say something else, and I lost my words. But like I said, it was an awesome weekend. Big ups to the Smithfield Little Theater, which is in Smithfield, Virginia. It's a small theater. But the One Act Play Festival, you know, you're allowed to write a play, direct a play. You're going to be in a play. However you want to do. You want to do monologue, go up there, do comedy, go up there. But however, you know, they give you a platform to perform your craft in a competition forum, which is awesome because, hey, you know, you don't know who's sitting out there that may give you work from someone else.
Wow. Good stuff.
You know what I'm saying? So.
What's powerful about that, though? That's like the underlying message that I heard from all that is like always bring your A game because you never know who's watching. Be
always.
Serious about what you are doing. My brother gave me a quote. This was the other week, and I'm holding on to this for the rest of my life. My brother say, every time we show up, we show out. So if we don't plan on showing out, we're not going to show up. Every time. So this is what I'm holding on to that. If you see me, if it's a performance or just a recording or just a session or if I'm just supposed to make an appearance, I'm going to bring my all. And if I don't plan on bringing my all, then I don't need to go. And that's with everything because we don't represent just ourselves. We represent God because we're God's servants. We're his soldiers. We're his children. So every time we go somewhere to do something that's according to the ministry and purpose of his will or our craft, the gift that he's given us to do, we need to step. We need to show out if we're gonna show up.
Oh yeah, I agree. I don't care. And people in the audience, and trust me, but I perform in front of two people, and it was you still have to do it.
You still gotta do it.
And I perform in front of a packed audience. You still gotta do it. You know, energy still gotta be there. So, you know, like I said, just want to give them a big up, shout out. Thanks, Team Grindhard just gave us some love here on the chat line here. So, appreciate that. And ladies and gentlemen, we definitely appreciate you guys tuning in every Sunday about this time. We definitely appreciate it. We have a lot of things going on. Like I said, today we have an interview that's going to be coming up. And just the mere fact that I also enjoy just being able to talk to individuals on this show as well as dealing with the independent artists, the national artists, you know, people across the board. So, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we definitely appreciate you guys showing up because we gonna show out. I guess that was my soapbox speech for today.
That was awesome.
Lace, we got it's so much in store for us. Not us personally. I'm not just speaking about us, period.
Mm-hmm.
Believers.
Right.
There's so much to store. You know,
yes.
So if you're hanging on the edge and you're like, man, I'm not sure, you know, talk to someone. ask, you know what, my thing is this, and this is a true story. This is a true story. When I was in middle school, and this is going, I'm going somewhere with this. When I was in middle school, my stepfather, my mom came to a parent-teacher conference. And my school in Detroit, we, you know, you get your regular grades, and as well you get a score for your citizenship. You get a 1 for if you've been good, mm-hmm. you know, a 2, yeah, you so-so, and a 3, that means you just be talking all the time, this, that, and the third. So my grade in the class, I got a B in the class, but I believe I got a 2 or 3 for citizenship. So my stepfather, he's from Jamaica. He was about to show out. So
he showed up, huh?
yeah, he's about to show out because he was like, I have a question. And everything she was saying about my work and everything, she was like, oh, man, he's an excellent kid, this, that, and the third. His work, you know, I like his, you know. And this was a French class. Never forget. Her name was Ms. Mizio. Never forget her name. And I got the low citizenship mark. And my stepfather was like, this is not making sense to me. He said, you give him praise for the work that he's done. He has a B in your class. This is middle school now. He has a B in your class. You're telling me all these good things about him, but he has a 2. Like I said, I don't remember if it was a 2 or 3, but I didn't have a 1 in citizenship.
Yeah,
he said, how did he not get a good citizenship mark? The lady told him, my teacher told him, that the reason why I got low mark is because I asked too many questions.
What?
Yes, this is a true story.
Come on.
So my stepfather said, hey, isn't it school? And she's like, yeah. And didn't he have a good grade? He said, yeah. So apparently the questions that he's asking, he's getting and he's understanding what he's asking. You know, and she left it on my report card. But my thing is, never be afraid to ask questions. Never. You know, so he's like, how is he going to learn a lesson if he can't ask questions? Apparently he's learning a lesson, he got to be in your class.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he was just being a bad kid, he would have had a low citizenship mark as well as a low grade in your class. Meaning
right,
that he's asking questions and he's not doing the work.
Right.
But I said all that to say, if you have questions about, you know, being saved, ask someone. You know, don't be afraid. Don't just say, hey, that's not for me. I'm going to tell you, I came a long way. You know, so don't be afraid to ask questions and figure out what's going on. Because how are you going to say no to something that you don't know anything about? Unless you already feel like that you know. But most times when you feel like that you know, most cases, I'm not saying all the time, but most cases, your feeling is usually not right. You know what I mean? Because there are things that's black and white. You know, in the daytime, the sky may be blue or maybe gray if it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's going to be cloudy, gray skies. You know that for sure. You know that there's a sun. You know there's a moon. You know that for sure. So somebody say, hey, man, ain't no sun or moon. You're like, man, psh, whatever. I already know, so I don't even need to ask you that question. But if you don't know, you need to know about being saved. You need to know the word of God. We all not perfect. We all can be stronger in our walk.
Everybody.
Saved. Deacons, ministers, choir directors, especially them. Let me stop. Let me stop. But all I'm saying is everybody that's under the umbrella of our Lord Jesus Christ, we're all not perfect. Because if we were, why would he be down here?
Mm.
You know what I mean? If we were.
Oh, man, you just opened the door. Can I speak?
Mm. Go ahead.
Let me. So, one of my, one of my little brothers in the faith, they asked me a really important question today. They said they went to church, and they said, I don't claim names. They didn't tell me the name. I thank God it didn't. But they said that this guy that was ministering said that there is a predestination for heaven and hell. So everybody who's going to go to hell, they're born to go to hell, and everybody's going to go to heaven, we're born to go to heaven. Please let me clear this up right now, straight up. Hands down, that was wrong of him to say that, and I want to let people know because I'm starting to understand more that some people really feel that they were born to go to hell. No, hell was not created for us. Hell was created for Satan and all of his followers. Satan and all of his followers. You become a follower of Satan when you go contrary to God's word. And hands down, if we were meant to go to hell in the first place, then why would God send prophets? Look throughout the whole Old Testament. He sent prophets to let them know God's judgment. And all the time it was the same thing. Turn away from your sins. Forget your sins and your iniquity, for you have been a harlot to God, but I still take you with open arms. This is God talking. Now, we go in the New Testament. He sent his only begotten son to die so that we may live and wash us with the blood. So you cannot tell me that we are meant to go to hell. Now, one thing I do want to clear up as well, that we were born wicked. We were born into sin. We were born into sin. This flesh is evil. But we have a choice, and the choice is to do the right thing and just follow God's will, because by nature we are evil creatures. And I can prove how we're evil creatures. Look how easy it is to curse somebody out. But it's so hard to keep doing good. You can do good for so long and then start complaining. I'm doing all this good stuff, ain't nobody giving back. But if you curse somebody out, it's all good. That's evil. So we have choices to make, and that choice is to walk a life with God, a life of righteousness. But my main point is we were not born to go to hell. God does not get pleasure in us going to hell. I sent out a scripture this week how God said, I don't get pleasure for y'all to die. I want y'all to come reign with me. So I really had to clear that up, that hell is not, and on top of that, let me say this too, Satan is not the king of hell. No, he's not the king. Satan is just another creation, like me or you. He was a fallen angel, kicked out of heaven because he tried to exalt himself to be God. And let me tell you, and on top of that, I'm going to go on a tangent. I'm going to calm down, though. But just to say something even real about it, look how much God loves us, because how often do we exalt ourselves to be like God? How often do we give ourselves the glory to be like God, yet God give us another chance to repent? Satan doesn't get a repent chance. It's the contract signed. He's going to hell. His followers are going to hell. And if we don't tighten up, we would join all of them.
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, shapes of all sizes, and understand this. It is never too late to accept the word of God.
Amen.
Never too late. I don't care what your background is. You think you was the hardest heart of all thugs. Listen, and listen carefully. You have to accept him. You say the Savior's prayer, and you accept him.
Mm.
And that's that. Not to say it's going to be easy, because what's going to happen is that you're going to have tests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to have tests. And if you're not being tested, everything moves smooth and going hunky-dory. I don't know what that saying ever came from. But however, but if everything's going real smooth and no troubles, and you're like, oh, man, this Christian is good, man. I ain't got no problems. Dude, let me tell you, or... Ma'am, let me tell you.
Ma'am.
You're going to have trials.
Mm.
You're going to have them. Even on your dying deathbed, there's some people that get another chance. Meaning that, hey, they say, like, if you're in a situation and you were shot, you on your dying bed, you on your deathbed, you still, up to that point, you still can say, I'm going to accept. Please forgive me for my sin. Say the Savior's prayer and accept him. And let me say this. I always have to say this. It has to be sincere. Sincere. Just like when you, when someone, you do something to somebody and your mom say, hey, go tell them you're sorry. And you apologize. Man, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, man. No. When
redo.
You. Yeah, redo. You have to generally go over it, apologize. I'm sorry. Because I have two girls, 8 and 4. They're always doing something. They not say they're all do stuff. Our kids gonna be kids. But when something happens, I say, make sure you apologize. And they go over there and say, I'm sorry, so-and-so. No, go back to now. Because, no, you didn't mean that. And the thing is, that's the same thing with accepting Christ. He knows where your heart is. So you're not fool. You might be fooling the chaplain that's there in that room, hospital room. You might be fooling him, because he's an earthly being, yes. But you can't fool God. So you must. If you don't understand, you must ask questions. You have to.
That's true. And making it simple, just simplifying it. I mean, it's as simple as saying, you know, I believe that Jesus Christ is the one and begotten Son of God, the Lord and Savior, and he died on the cross for our sins, and he rose, and he's at the right hand of the Father. It's simply confessing who he is. And it's you know, because I don't know it verbatim, and I know some people out there who don't know it verbatim, but it's as simple as that, as saying that, Lord, forgive me for my sins and my iniquity. Come into my heart. Please take me as I am. Clean me. Give me a new heart. If we want to, we can go down scripture for scripture if you want to break it down that way. But just simplifying it, this is as simple as it starts. And I want to take you deeper quick. You know, I couldn't hold it in. There's a big difference. Now, I don't like, there's a lot of people who say they're saved, but they're doing the same things they did before they got saved. You got to be reborn. And reborn is deliverance. It's that deliverance from doing that. I can't, like, real talk, I want y'all can size me up. How can I say that I'm saved, I'm reborn, I'm a man of God, yet I'm still having sex with women? Are you serious? Fornication. I'm talking about having sex with women outside of marriage. That's, how am I saved? And how am I self-righteous enough to tell you that you ain't saved? Are you serious? So I'm getting at the fact is that true say, when you sincerely from the heart say, God, I accept you into my life, you start making the adjustments. God comes, it's things you start changing, because there's no way in the world that you can be like, God, I love you so much, yet I do everything you hate and still do it without conviction in my heart. But that's not saved. But you plan church. And in these times, well, we can't be playing church.
No. No, not at all. You know what? On that note, I'm going to go into, there's a song that talks about renewed. And when you say renewed, it's pretty interesting that you brought up renewed. Because we had no idea that we were going to be talking about this. And
yeah.
We have a D-Slate is our supervisor, and he uploads the songs onto our playlist so we can play it for you, ladies and gentlemen. And since Lace was just talking about being renewed and reborn, let's go into Sherry Jones, renewed. And we will be back after this. I'm gonna kind of paraphrase that. Meaning, you had your situation. You need to be delivered from, whether it's porn, whether it's alcohol, whether it's abuse, whatever it is. He came through, and now you're renewed. So, as a kid, when you do, you play these games, and then you're like, okay, man, do it over, do over, do over. You get a do over. You get a do over. You don't go back in time. No. You know, you probably now, because of where you're coming from, you probably got broken relationships that you're going to have to work hard to rebuild. Yes. It's not going to happen overnight. Yes, that is correct. But the key thing is your relationship with God is the most important one of all relationships.
Definitely.
Okay. Because when you get married, you become one. Okay. I've been married 10 years. Next year will be 11.
So, congratulations.
Thank you. So, you become one. Now, people don't seem to understand that there's a relationship that you have to have with God. You have that. You know, you have to take your time with him, whether it's your 5 minutes, and God knows the sincerity. He knows your availability. Okay? So you can't say, oh, man, I don't have no time this morning, God, so here's 1 minute for you. Oh, especially if you had time for it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's just like we make times and schedules for everything else.
We do.
And I'm guilty of it. We need to make sure we do is put him in that schedule. He never should be omitted from your schedule. If you forget something to do, it should not be that. All I'm saying is, between forgetting to brush your teeth or forgetting to talk to God, which one would you rather forget? Hey, you can leave the house and find your breath, but guess what? You can go into the store and you can stop and get some certs, some mints, some gum, whatever you can get. But what happens if you forget to talk to him and you can't even make it to the store? You follow me? So
one conversation can lead you, can keep you from getting a car that leads to a car accident, that leads to your death.
Exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, and especially in these trying times, even if it wasn't trying times, you want to make sure you have a relationship with God, because it's an awesome thing. God, you know, we have to take him serious because he takes us serious. He created us. If he wasn't serious, he wouldn't have created you. You wouldn't be sitting where you are right now. You know. So whatever predicament that you're in, you can always turn to him. Because you might not be able to turn to Johnny, Michelle, Micah, Sally, Susie, whoever it is, but you can always count on God. You can always. You know what I mean? It's that default button that every machine has. As every machine has. If you buy a computer, you can load it with a whole bunch of stuff. But guess what? You can always go back to the basic setting.
Hmm.
You can always do that. That thing with God. You can always count on him. You can always count that that setting is going to be there. He's going to be there. You know, so it's you know, life is hard as it is. And, you know, God is amazing. So you want to say something?
That sums up right there. I mean, God is amazing. God is awesome. God is good. And at the end of the day, I know that I can count on him. If anything, if any relationship that I'm in, whether it be a relationship with a girlfriend, relationship with my homeboys, relationship with a mentor, relationship with a pastor, whatever, if all those fail or if they don't fail, the one thing that's consistent is God's love. And I can always turn back to that. And then, you know, it's really on us to, we have to pull closer to him and we have to seek him more. And we, you know, I mean, you touch bases on everything. Like, we can never get, you know, comfortable. We have to desire him more and go after him more. And there's times that we can mess up and God still will be there. Because I've messed up and I've had friends who just left me.
Oh, yeah.
And the same, and vice versa, though, because I'm not even going to put it on everybody. There's been times people have messed up in my life and I left them.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
still God is still God.
Even family members, you know, so.
Family, too. Definitely.
So what we're going to do, we're going to go into Mario Brown's Glory, and then we're going to come out to the poetry spot here on the Covenant Cafe. It's been great. So it's not over yet. It's not over. But like I said, we're going to go into Mario Brown's song, Glory, and then we're going to come out to the poetry spot featuring your host, Poetic Lace. This is Glory. Mario Brown on the Covenant Cafe.
If it wasn't for you, I'd still be standing in the middle of the road, lost and confused. When you had a plan for me and I never knew, but now I'm living all for your glory. I found my purpose in you. That's why I'm singing, telling everyone my story. I wanna blow my trumpet for you.
Thank you.
that you might receive all the glory, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mario Brown, Glory.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And he's an awesome guy. We had him on the show.
Yeah.
Awesome guy.
Awesome guy. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, shapes and all sizes, it is now time for
this
your favorite
is song. The Poetry Spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess of poetry. Flow it free into the universe. Take things out of time and speak new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Flow it freely. No, leave that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Flow it free until your conscious freezes, resents, and lets you stretch to confine its motionless mind, dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind. Go back in time when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now it's a dime. Flow it free. Do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked minds. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine line, will you find a peace of mind, and you will then be able to flow it free. Now, leave me.
This is the D Poetry Spot.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Poetry Spot, your keynote speaker. It's Poetic Lace. How are you doing?
Hit the button.
Hit the
button. I want the other crowd because I need a more classier bunch.
Oh, okay. You know.
Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. So what do you have for us today?
All right. So today, like I said, I took time out today. I actually wrote something on right before I got on the road because it was a lot on my mind. And I come to the realization that we all live in a fantasy.
Mm.
And, you know, it's interesting to say that, but just being real, what we're living and how we're feeling and everything, it's not what's up. It's not what's up. So I don't even have an interlude. We're going to hop right into it. Fantasy, everybody. Every time I turn on the news, I notice more and more that I'm in a generation that lacks the urgency to seek out the real truths. We create new beliefs, hoping that this new knowledge will create a new kind of treat that causes consequences not to convict but to lead to a new kind of relief. But all the while, this causes death to follow us, minus all the tweets. Video games like Grand Theft Auto made it cool to jack a man, lame to take a stand, and better to chase a grand. Having sex at a young age is thinking it's all in fun, watching PlayStation controllers turn to all types of handguns. And at the end of the day, we ask ourselves, where did all the time run? See, this is a fantasy where they make it you believe you only live once, but it's a sad surprise to die and wake up and see there's another life in France, where there's one God whose one begotten son died and rose for us. The media won't let you say his name, but I probably say Jesus. See, being a Christian is more than just a choice, it's a lifestyle. So even when I'm in the midst of turmoil, I still find a way to smile. Thinking about Jesus on the cross having all those scars, he showed me if your love don't hurt, then you ain't loving hard. He showed me if your love can't endure, then your love ain't going far. He showed me that true love can make a bum feel like a star. Yes, I'll probably say Jesus, but I'm not hoping to please us. But I'm hoping that he saves us. Away from this fantasy where it's cool to have sex and not raise the kids. Avoid putting knowledge in our lids and easy to do a jail time bid. The thing is, Jesus did his part. Now it's time we do ours. We got to die to our flesh and start living on Mars. Stop focusing on the things of this world and giving swines our pearls. Store our treasures up in heaven. You know, start worshiping God every day in the week, all seven. It's time to wake up before it's too late. The dream is almost over and reality has a hellish fate.
Oh, man. That's great. You know what?
Talk to me. Lord of God.
It's always, as a matter of fact, I was actually at a workshop today dealing with poetry, spoken word, and he was telling me the different levels of spoken word. And I think spoken word is definitely the art form that need not to be wasted.
Mm.
Because it's very important that we keep that craft around.
Mm.
Because it's a way of communication.
Right.
Getting the message to a different demographic.
Mm.
Because you can always play a gospel song.
Mm-hmm.
You always say, hey, man, come on out to my church on Monday or Wednesday or whatever day. I'm
mm-hmm.
not talking about outside of Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're doing spoken word with the message, I think that's very, very important because you're reaching those people that other gospel artists aren't reaching.
Mm.
And the people that you're reaching are some of the people that really need that help, that support.
Mm.
Because there's some stories out there, and they write it. You know,
yeah.
I've hosted a slam before. You know, they write their feelings, and you hear
right.
it. There's a lot of pain sometimes in people's
yes.
work.
Yes.
And when you get up there and you present yourself, your piece, someone's going to get something from that. Somebody's going to say, hey, oh, my God, oh, boy, here we go, a Bible thumper, you know. But somebody's
mm-hmm.
going to say, hey, I needed that. You know what?
Yes.
We're going to actually get right back into your stuff. We do have our important guests on the line. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is our special guest. Can I get you to say...
Oh, wow.
How are you doing?
Hello, I'm great. How are you?
All
that
right.
Was an introduction.
Ladies
like
and gentlemen, this is Monica Lisa Stevenson.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
In the house.
Before you go in, I gotta say I commend you, woman of God. It is an honor to have you on this show. You are doing some great things in the name of the Lord, and it's a blessing to speak with you. Blessing.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And also, before Poetic is gonna, you know, of course, do the interview, we definitely have to give you this. Because we don't have any money to give to you right now. But it is a recession.
Oh, wow.
So we thank you.
But
I'm
you're
sorry.
So welcome. You're
sorry,
so welcome.
I'm sorry for you. You may proceed. I'm sorry.
No, I cut you off first. So, I've said enough. I've checked you out. I've heard your music. But it's not about what I've heard and what I know. It's about the people right now. So the people want to know. Tell us about Monica Lisa Stevenson.
Monica Lisa Stevenson, this little old country girl, born and raised in a little town called Wetumpka, Alabama, and migrated over to Atlanta, Georgia, and here, a husband, five kids, and God has just been blessing the music ministry, and I just cannot complain. Excited about what God is doing.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So since God is doing so much, I want to know what's going on, what projects you have out, what do we have to look forward to, tour dates, what's up? Tell me something, because we want to know.
Yes, we have, well, of course, my freshman project that is entitled Finally in God's Time is out now that features my single, Lord Keep Me Day by Day, So Glad He Saved Me, Praise Him, and we're getting ready for my second release, September, live in Atlanta. So I'm excited about that, yes.
That. I'm excited too. I ain't know.
Yeah, so we're doing some big things. I'm excited about it.
Now we do have.
So,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll come back.
We do have a couple of songs for Hold On and So Glad He Saved Me. Can you tell us a little bit about those songs?
Yes, but we got to get you the new single, but we'll talk about these two first.
Oh, yeah, we definitely need to get a new one.
Yes, you know what, I'm going to spend it as we're talking. Hello. But So Glad He Saved Me and Hold On were written by my husband and my brother, Pastor Will D. Hayes, who is the nephew of Father Charles Hayes in Chicago, and my husband, Derek Stevenson, who's the producer and my music director. And everybody knows me from just doing churchy songs. So this new song has a different little feel to it, you know, so still a little something different. So I think you all would like it. I'm sending it right now, too. Praise the Lord.
Awesome. I'm sorry, Paul, were you about to say something?
She got me excited about a song. Can we go on to one of her songs? Because I'm kind of excited.
Okay, so what we're going to do is now go into Hold On, and we'll be right back after this. And Monica, you hold on because Poetic has more stuff in store for you, so be on the edge of your seat for it.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Hold on.
gotta hold on, huh?
You gotta hold on, because your blessing is on the way.
I heard that anointing come out your voice just now. Mm.
Wow.
So, I'm gonna keep it so real with you. I'm the type, I came from an urban background, and, you know, urban is a very nice word for saying hood or ghetto or, you know, whatever word, other terminology you want to use. And in these neighborhoods, a lot of people don't see a brighter day. A lot of people don't even know how to find God. They don't have no clue. I say this just to say, we want to hear your testimony. We want to know, like, what did you make through? How did your anointing get so thick? What has God brought you through for you to tell us to hold on?
Wow. How long do we have?
Yeah, it's deep. All right. We want the short version because, you know.
Yeah. But you know what? God has been really good, so good to me, and I really cannot complain. And the song is so true that if you hold on, that your blessing is on the way. I've had so many trials and tribulations. My dad passed about 4 or 5 years ago, and I really, really didn't want to sing anymore because that was my heart. I wanted to just throw in the towel. But God had to remind me that it's not about you, but it's about building this kingdom and about building God's people. Because when you've been hurt, when you've been let down, when you've been talked about, when you've been lied on, all you can do is hold on. Because if I wasn't holding on to God's hand, dude, I tell you, when I say I would be so far up on the, I could be so far behind some prison doors right now because of the things that were said and done to me. But God,
Lord.
And I kept my hand in his hand, and I didn't let go because I knew who I was and whose I was, and
Amen.
I knew what he had called me to be. Hallelujah.
Amen. And see, that's what we need, that realness. So since you gave me that realness, I have to put my stamp on it, certified.
Yeah.
This is straight up. People, all right, we want to know now. Since it's certified, you can tell us, how can we find you? How can we follow, like, Twitter, Facebook, news events, websites? Like, tell me how to find you. Tell us how to find you, keep up with you, support you.
Yes,
blah, blah, blah.
Of course. I'm on. They got me. I have about 5 pages on Facebook. So you take your pick.
Okay.
And it's Monica Lisa Stevenson. And the fan page is Monica, C at the end of Monica, music spelled M-U-Z-I-K. Same thing for the website, Monica Z Music, M-U-Z-I-K.com. You can find me there. I'm on Twitter, same name. You can find me any and everywhere, all day long. I'm there. And I personally answer my messages back or, you know, I respond back and all that good stuff. I take out some time during the day and make sure that I respond to people because it makes a difference when the people that support you feel like that they have a connection. So I wanted to keep that open, that openness with them so that we're able to communicate. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Well, I definitely gonna stay in touch with you mostly through Twitter, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
You definitely have our support. I'm done. You proved to me what time it is.
Hey, and I just sent you guys my new song, my new single that's entitled Right There, that's written by Mr. Claude Deuce out of Augusta, Georgia. Awesome, awesome song, doing very well for me on the charts, so I'm so grateful. It's been out about 2 weeks now. So, of course, I sent it to you, so take a listen, and let's see what happens with that. I'm very excited.
Okay.
Me too.
No, that is definitely awesome. You know what? We definitely got to give her something before she leaves. We got to give you a parting gift. And like I said, it is a recession. We do apologize for not having something in your hand. And we definitely have to give you this. Okay, ladies.
You know what? I will take that. I'll take it. I will. Wow. But thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
We thank you for taking your time and calling in. Hello?
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 Yeah. Hello?
Right, she's there.
I don't know what happened. I guess my We did something wrong. Hello.
I heard you say, uh-oh. Yeah, so, like I said, we definitely appreciate it. And if we don't get your song on today, we'll definitely play it next week, okay?
Oh, amen. Of course. Great. Just wanted you all to have it. So take a listen and let me know what you think, of course. And I'm here. I think I saw somebody following me on Twitter. I need to go back and, you know, my kids teach me how to do all this stuff, this new stuff out today. What happened? An email and a text message. Good Lord. Okay.
True. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get into Monica Stevenson. So glad he saved me. And we really appreciate you tuning in, okay?
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you all. Appreciate you.
All right, no problem.
Thank you.
So Glad He Saved Me by Monica Stevenson here on the Covenant Cafe. Your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
Romans 10:9-10 says, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you shall be saved. I need somebody in here to shout. Come on, clap your hands and let's have a church. I'm so glad that Jesus saved me. Can I get a witness in here? Well, I'm not. Thank God. So glad. Yes, I am. I'm so glad that Jesus saved me.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, I like her. I do. I can clown with her, for real. We can have a good time, and she's anointed in the music. It's awesome person. Awesome. Awesome.
Very down to earth. Awesome.
Very.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry to say that we have to go the next 5 minutes. So, you know, at this time, before we get into our words, wisdom for the week, we definitely have to give you guys something very, very special. You know, you guys always deserve stuff that's more than money to buy. And that is the... That definitely goes out to everybody that definitely tuned in and participated
definitely.
In our conversations and things of that nature. Now, Poetic, so what's our words of advice, words of wisdom for the week?
So our words, they are so blatantly obvious, and it's to where I don't even have to say anything afterwards. We'll see what the Lord does with me. But this is so powerful, and I'm knowing you're going to feel this one. It's on 1 Thessalonians 5:15 and down. And the scripture reads, "See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read to all by the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen."
Amen. Wow.
You
got
So right there. I just recommend y'all hold on to that throughout the week, which is 1 Thessalonians 5:15-28. That's the close of the chapter, and it actually ends with amen. So the whole thing is, it's so powerful. These are powerful words. You know, in everything, give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's it.
To God in Christ Jesus. So I don't even have to say anything else. I really, really don't, unless you would like me to.
Actually, that's awesome. Actually, we're going to close out. We're going to go out with My Story by Andre Parris. We had him on the show a week or so ago.
I love that song. So I've been listening to that song all week. I'm sorry. My bad.
That's all good. So we have a few minutes left. So that's going to be our closing song for this week. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, you have a great week. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and...
Poetic Lace.
And this is the Covenant Cafe. Andre Parris, My Story.
God will celebrate you.
Yes.
Bless you. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We give you glory. We give you praise. Now let me tell my story. Hallelujah. I have a story.
Yes, sir.
Something to say.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
About Jesus.
About you.
Sure enough came my way. I was so brokenhearted. I was needing a friend. One day Jesus, he came within. He's my Savior, Master,
Master.
He's a teacher.
Provider,
deliver.
And adore you.